Televised Injustice. After George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man, died while in police custody on May 25th, people across the United States took to the streets. The protests, peaceful and otherwise, have also once again shone a light on the societal issue that extends beyond borders. In countries around the world, this recent event has sparked awareness of racial injustices, and recently we have seen statues toppled, a call to legal reform, and even a focus on inequality within the film industry. Indeed, this issue is not one that has just rippled through the streets, but impacted how we perceive elements in popular culture, raising the question, should we rethink how we've previously perceived films, TV shows, and various other media? As one example, Gone with the Wind, long since regarded as a classic, has been pulled from the US streaming platform HBO Max. The 1939 film depicts images of slavery during the US Civil War, which may be considered controversial during this time. As an HBO Max spokesperson stated on CNN, these racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today. And we felt that to keep this title up without a denouncement of those depictions would be irresponsible. In addition, the reality TV show Cops was cancelled and British comedy Little Britain was removed from several streaming sites for their use of blackface, applying makeup to a non-black actor in order to represent a black person. The issue of inequality within the film and television industry is not new. As a HuffPost article noted, in more than 90 years of the Oscars, no black director has ever won the Best Director Award. No black women have been nominated in that category, and only two films by black directors have been awarded Best Picture: Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave and Barry Jenkins' Moonlight. However, current circumstances have encouraged the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the organisation that awards the Oscars, to take action. The Academy recently announced a new initiative that aims to expand diversity and inclusion within the filmmaking industry. To truly meet this moment, we must recognise how much more needs to be done, and we must listen, learn, embrace the challenge, and hold ourselves and our community accountable, said the Academy President David Rubin.